Barton House Railway is a miniature ride-on railway in a very large garden by the River Bure in Wroxham. It is regularly open to the public and charity donations are made from the takings. I met General Manager Peter Bowen on a busy and noisy sunny day. Could you tell us what goes on here and what it's all about?
Right, okay. Well, we run in aid of charity, which is why you're here, because our charity of the year is Chatterbox, on the third Sunday every month from April to October, plus one or two extra ones. We've got two railways here, a 3.5-inch gauge railway, which is a sitter-stride one, and a larger 7.25-inch gauge one, which runs down to the river, and people sit in the carriages on that. What makes this railway quite different from most of the others of a similar size is that we do try and run it on railway principles as of probably the 1950s, 1960s, which actually means it was exactly the same then as it was probably in the 1860s, because little had changed. So we have got full signalling with instruments and levers and a full-size signal box. Some full-size signals. Everybody who rides on the train has to purchase a ticket from a booking office. These are the traditional card tickets that were in existence up until the 1980s actually, and a whole range of different types of tickets and so on like that. And with a staff of nearly 30, if they're all here, who act as drivers and guards and signalmen and booking clerks, etc., etc., and of course our catering department as well, not serving the traditional British Rail sandwiches, but delicious homemade cakes. And like that, we operate on a Sunday afternoon once a month to raise money for charity.
That's great. And who are the people who come here mostly?
Oh, what, the visitors?
Yeah, the visitors.
Yeah? Any and any, really. It's surprising how many adults come without children.
With no excuse, you mean?
Well, no, they don't need an excuse. But yes, obviously it appeals for families as well with children. Yeah, a real mixture. Because we're by the river, we do get some visitors who come by boat. And we do run a boat service ourselves from Wroxham Bridge to bring people here. So those that come by boat get a little river trip as well, 5-minute river trip.
I see, that sounds great. Can you tell me how it got started?
I'm interested in railways. I'm a railway enthusiast. I wouldn't describe myself as a railway buff, so I've never gone round sort of taking engine numbers or working out the controls of steam engines or anything like that. However, my father was a mechanical engineer, and he inherited from my great-great-grandfather a model, a scale model of a 3.5-inch gauge Great Northern Atlantic loco that was probably built about 1902, and that had been in the family. And at my father's home, when he was a youngster, that was another big house, Earlham House in Norwich, with big garden, and they used to run this railway for fetes and so on like that. Then there were changes of house, and the engine got boxed away, and my father inherited it. And in the early or mid-1950s, when we came here, he started to work on the engine and got it back in running order. And then he decided to build a track in the garden. So that was the start, and that's our 3.5-inch line, the one on the main track. At the same time, this is the early 60s, I was leaving school and embarked on a career with British Railways as a booking clerk, and I was also interested in signalling, and yeah, the two things came together. I don't think my father envisaged hordes of people coming down into the garden once a month, but that was my idea, to run it as a railway for the public. And over the years, by doing that, we've raised considerable sums of money for charity. Are generous when they're here and sort of buying lots of tickets and lots of food and so on like that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of each season, we then see how we've done, and then it's up to the staff to decide how much we give to the charity of the year.
And how much to use to do improvements and so on?
Yes, there are ever-increasing running costs, really. This is our 55th year, nothing lasts forever, and there's quite a lot of repair work to be done, renewals and so on. And we are also in the progress of a project to construct a new line that goes up the garden as well. You may have noticed when you came in, there's some earthworks there and some new track laying there. So we're hoping in a year or two we'll have a third line running as well. So.
How do you find out about these lines that you're and all the equipment and things that you get hold of?
It's difficult to say. I'm not the model engineer, right? We're very fortunate that we've got people here who, our locomotive superintendent, also works on the North Norfolk Railway and is very much involved in that direction. So we've got people here with the technical knowledge. My role is to sort of oversee it and try and bring it together as a complete railway unit.
Are you preserving some items?
Oh yes, yes, yes. Because my interest in railways started in 1959, which was the same year that the old Midland and Great Northern Joint Railway, the M&GN, shut down, and I was at school at Holt, which was on the M&GN, and so I took a great interest in it, and because it had shut down, there was a terrific amount of bits and pieces that were there for the asking. Mm-hmm. So I started collecting M&GN items. Have you been in the museum yet?
No,
we must do that on your way out.
Yes.
The wooden building at the top there. And you'll see we've got quite a collection of railway armour in there.
Lovely. That's good.
Which again adds to the interest, and it's important that we're preserving these items as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully for future generations to enjoy.
Yes, I'm sure that will be the case. And you have friends group, is that for
reserving? Yes. Some members of the Barton House Railway also formed a trust, which I have the misfortune of being chairman, to preserve the full-size signal box down at Wroxham Station, with the aim of opening that as a museum as well. So the idea of the Friends Group is that it supports both the Barton House Railway and Wroxham Signal Box. And we are very keen to get more members. It only costs £10 a year for an individual, or £15 a year for a family. If people join on the day and they pay up on the day, they get £5 off each subscription as well. For our normal Sunday runnings, like today, we've got a staff of about 30, and they're all kept busy as well.
Mm-hmm. And are you looking for more volunteers?
We certainly are. We're actually particularly short of youngsters at the moment. And another aspect of the joint friends is that we have formed a junior club. We don't mind how young the children are, and they can then join our junior club, and we run about 4 events a year for them. This is not a public running, so the youngsters get a chance to do everything. We've even had them driving the electric trains and so on. They can pull levers. We also make it sort of educational as well, so we do some things that like the history of signalling. Quite recently I did a session on how the tickets are printed, and under that red cover there is a ticket printing machine. When youngsters are 10 years old, then they can join us as a volunteer. First they're a porter, anybody who joins us initially is a porter, but once they've got a bit of experience, then usually the youngsters, then they go and be the guard on the trains, and then when they get older they can do other things like signal and so on.
Sounds a lot of fun.
For some reason over the last few years we've got a bit short of youngsters, so we're definitely, anybody hearing this who's got a keen youngster, boy or girl, we there's no sort of gender difference at all in terms of what they can do here.
They just get in touch?
Yes, if they look on our website, they've got to join the Joint Friends, so the details of the Joint Friends are on the website. If they do that and indicate that they're interested in volunteering, then we will then get in touch with them and take it from there.
Okay.
We do a Santa special, third Sunday in December we do a Santa special, and we're actually sitting on top of Santa's grotto, it's underneath here, and they go in and Santa is on his own train alongside. To see that train come out and all the smiling faces, it goes down well. We also do Christmas lunches then. We get quite a lot of adults come in. They go and see Father Christmas. No children around. there's always the balance between preserving what was there 50 years ago and moving with the times. So they have to use our telephone system because that's what was there in the 20 or 30 years ago.
Thank you very much.
Okay, not at all.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I was speaking to Peter Bauer, General Manager of the Barton House Railway.